Recorded Books and RB Digital present A Name Unknown by Rosanna M. White. Narrated by Liz Pierce. Chapter 1. London, May 1914. Rosemary Gresham may have been a thief, but she was a thief who preferred to work in broad daylight. Pulling her coat more tightly around her middle, she stopped in one circle of streetlight outside the park and looked toward the next. Perhaps it was that she knew all too well what could hide in the darkness. Perhaps it was because she had spent too many nights overwhelmed by it as a child, huddling in a dark alley and praying to a deaf god that her parents would live again. She ought to have protested when Mr. V designated this meeting place at such an hour. Ought to have, but hadn't been quite that brave. She had completed two successful small jobs for the man before, but she still knew nothing about him. Nothing but that he paid promptly in pounds sterling. That he was of average height, average build. That he spoke with the careful cadence of a man who had worked hard to obliterate his natural accent. A hack drove by, the horse's hooves clip-clopping. One street over, an automobile rumbled along. From a flat somewhere nearby came the smell of cooking onions, and the sound of raised voices. Rosemary drew in a long breath and walked toward the next light. Not so quickly that she would look afraid. Not so slowly that she would look lost or without purpose.
Miss Gresham!
She didn't like the dark, but she knew how to use it as well as the next thief. Without so much as a flinch or start, she stepped outside the circle of golden light, summoning a tight smile. Mr. V? He stood beside a darkened bench. As he had during their meetings, he wore a bowler on his head, a crisp tie under his coat. His clothes were of good quality, but without the flair or ostentatiousness of those with more wealth than taste. The hair peeking out from under his hat was a silver gold that spoke of age and heritage. Rosemary's stomach went tight. He could very well be a German. Not that she had any particular loyalty to her own country, which had ground her under its very heel. But she had more loyalty to it than to any other, she supposed. Mr. V stretched out an arm to indicate the bench. She approached it but declined the invitation to sit. He wouldn't, and she wasn't much for being hovered over. Were it any other client, she would have issued a sharp, quiet, "Make this quick!" Such words were unnecessary, she had learned, with Mr. V. He acknowledged her denial with a nod and reached into his inner pocket. A moment later, he pulled out an envelope, identical to the other two he'd given her in the last year. Rosemary took it, extracted from her handbag the letter opener she'd brought for just this occasion, and slit the top of the envelope. The sheet of paper inside contained the name Peter Holstein and a direction in Cornwall.
This is where I'm to go.
Indeed.
Mr. V had folded his hands in front of him now and looked carved from stone, yet somehow completely at ease.
I need you to gain access to his home and discover his loyalties.
She tucked the direction into her handbag, working hard not to let her puzzlement show.
Need I remind you of my expertise, sir? I am no mind reader. I get things.
And the thing I need just now is information. Are you telling me I've hired the wrong girl?
Her shoulders edged back. He paid well, she reminded herself, and promptly.
It's simply not where my experience lies. I'm a thief, not a spy.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?